Welcome back, I am James and you're watching one of the best reaction channels on the internet. If you're into strange, creepy, mysterious videos, you are in the right place. But before we go on, let me ask you please do subscribe to the channel with notifications on, smash that like button, and tell your dogs, your cats, your mom, your dad, your friends, your cousins, your neighbors, your pizza delivery guy, come over to the channel, subscribe to the channel with notifications on, and let's get to it. Alright, so this first video is coming in from Contagious Smiles on TikTok. By the way, really interesting video, let's check this out. What in the world is this? Okay, I see it in the distance.
Bro, I'm dead ass. You wanna see?
Whoa.
Bro, look, the little gold sh- falling out of the sky. Did you come from out of nowhere?
Whoa, there's another one there.
You wanna see that popping up?
Wait, loads of them.
Are you tripping?
I'm gonna say it, because I know a lot of people are gonna say it, but it looks like flares. Found interesting in this particular video is that in this moment here, we can see the cars as a reference for size, right? So these things are massive. I'm not 100% sure that these are flares. Could be something else. So this is coming in from Victorial Bad on TikTok. He does urban exploration videos, and some of them he comes face to face with really creepy things, and this is one of those videos. They're riding their motorbike in the countryside, I understand. This is in France. And then all of a sudden, they come across a very creepy situation. Check this out.
T'as entendu? Ça vient d'en bas ou quoi? Viens-moi! Monsieur! Attends, viens, on peut passer ici.
Attends.
Hey!
Attends, viens, on passe
par. Oh! Viens, on rentre. Prends tes affaires, c'est un piège. Prends tes affaires vite, c'est un piège. Prends tes clés,
Victor,
on y va.
Écoute-moi.
Ouais.
Yeah, there seems to be someone screaming from under the bridge, right? And at first I thought it could be a voiceover or a voice layer that someone added on the video, so it could be fake. And there's a part 2 and a part 3. If you start listening to it, it really sounds as if it's coming from under the bridge. So this is where I started thinking, what is going on here? Why is there someone screaming from under the bridge? And why are they just recording it? Shouldn't they be calling the cops or something like that? So this is what happens. Check this out.
On y va ou pas? Vas-y, go!
So, I think they're gonna check it out for themselves. Is this it?
Wesh! Vas-y.
Oh my gosh.
Wesh!
Don't go there, guys. Why? I'm like, call the cops.
Oh, monsieur!
Oh, monsieur!
Yeah, call the cops.
Monsieur!
What?
Y'a quelqu'un? Oh! Qu'est-ce Monsieur! C'est quoi cet endroit hanté?
What the
Monsieur
heck is going on?
Non, vas-y, c'est bon.
Oh!
C'est quoi ça?
Oh my gosh, what is going on? Okay, so this is part 3, let's check this out.
Oh, je suis mouillé. Oh, putain. Oh, putain.
I mean, there's no one there, is that it?
Monsieur!
Who the heck is screaming?
Oh!
Okay, so this is either one of those speakers and they set it up and they just planned this. I would say that there's a really good chance that this is fake, and this is because they seem too brave. A real situation like this and there's someone screaming like that, you would probably call the cops or at least observe a little more to make sure that you're not going and, you know, getting yourself into trouble. This is what I think. I could be wrong. I want to know your thoughts. Coming in from Reddit, the title says, UFO flies past 4 military helicopters in Poland. Let's check this out. Huh, interesting. Okay, I didn't see anything. The choppers seem to be at an average speed, so this thing isn't like whooshing past by the choppers at light speed or something like that. But even so, this is interesting. There are loads of videos like this one, so one has to ask themselves, is it a drone? Is it a military drone, or is it something else? So the Paranormal Experience on TikTok posted a very interesting video. The title says, something fell from the sky in Kamloops, British Columbia. Check this out.
Fell from the sky in Kamloops, BC.
I don't see anything. Oh wow, what was that? Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Wow, look at that. Wow, that is something indeed. That's not an insect or something just passing really, really close to the camera lens. It's just, it's the video cuts at the exact moment that this thing is going to apparently at least hit the ground. So there's this theory that the Vatican has a hold of a chronovisor, a machine that can supposedly see into the future and past. And these are supposed leaked videos of this chronovisor on TikTok. At first I thought that maybe this is AI, and I'm pretty sure it possibly is, but it's kind of interesting. Let's check this out. Look at that. If it is CGI or computer graphics, it's really, really, really well done, even though it is in black and white. Look at the level of details. That's crazy. Look behind the pyramids. You can see what looks like a neighborhood or something like that. Look at that. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not saying that these events happen or not, but I think that this particular video might be fake. Who the heck is recording the video, for instance? Who is recording this chronovisor? This is supposed to be Noah's Ark. Check this out. The level of details is what gets me. You know, this is wow, you know. The question is, what or who is recording the videos with the chronovisor, right? So yeah, I'm not sure about this one. Coming in from the Southwest Explorers on TikTok, they have very interesting videos, and in one of them, they find what looks like some sort of underground entrance in the Grand Canyon. Check this out. This is part one.
All right, here we go. Got close. It reminds us of Planet of the Apes, if you've seen the new one.
No, I haven't.
I have no clue what this is. We are here to check this out.
Wait, is that really in the Grand Canyon?
There's a hatch over there. Well, that just goes right back into the mountain.
What the heck is that?
Huh.
Yeah.
So, the only way we're seeing in is through this hatch right here. Because out this way is just the edge of that cliff.
Now, that's weird.
How in the world are you getting into this thing? It's got to be down through here, yeah?
Yeah, what is that thing? That's the question. This is part two. Check this out.
Okay, so the only way we have found into this thing is through this in the bottom.
Wait, but it what?
Is locked. It looks like
what does it say there? Wait. What does it say there? Huh.
But it is just perched up here on this. On the side of this cliff, no entrances And then when you come around this side, no entrances that we can see. Looks like there is like an air intake or something, but it just goes right back into this mountain. Now, as we were kind of out.
What in the world? Rock, oh yeah, right, uh-huh. What a coincidence. There's a huge rock on top of that.
No clue what that is. And I don't know if that rock fell on that or if it was strategically placed.
Of course you didn't see anything, bro. Get the heck out of there.
But it looks perfectly positioned on that thing. I don't know if that has anything to do with this giant thing right here, but let us know your thoughts. What is this thing?
Well, I have absolutely no idea. It does look as if it's going into the mountain. Could be some sort of secret entrance. Now, I was looking into the comments. Someone sent a coordinate. Let's take a look at this place. This is the coordinate itself. Check this out. This is where he's at right now. Look at that. This is the place. Weird, right? It's like there's something coming out of the mountain. Or coming into the mountain. Look at that. That is creepy. A lot of people are saying that this is a pump house. Others are saying jump into the air intake Super Mario Bros. Style. Duh. I don't think so. It's to the underground tunnels. Yeah, it looks as if it could be. Or this is a bunker that has air conditioning. The small square is a drain for the condenser. No, not sure though. Yeah, I'm not sure what this is. What do you guys think? Have you ever seen anything like this? And do you think that there's something hidden in the Grand Canyon or something secret about it? So there are loads of videos that are going viral of what's supposed to be this anomaly that's happening with the sun. There are a lot of people who are starting to realize there's something off about the sun in this particular summer, mainly in the United States. I found a couple of videos. Check this out. This is crazy.
Sorry, I need to ask y'all a question real quick on some real serious shit. Like, maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, have anyone felt like a weird-ass difference? Like, they came out the house, it was a normal day, and you just felt weird as shit. Now, see, look, the thing is, right, I'm on something, bro. I came outside one day, hit the sun and everything, I was feeling cool. 5 minutes later, I started feeling weird, bro. Like, my head was feeling weird, everything was
okay.
Weird, bro. So the thing that
Funny thing is, I've talked to a couple of people personally, and they told me the same thing, that when they go out in the sun for about 5, 6, 10 minutes, they start weird, feeling like they're dizzy, their energy drops, they feel weak, kind of weird.
That really worried me, right? So I hit my friend, I'm like, yo, bro. It's like, yo, bro, like, I don't know what it was, bro, but I just came outside, I was feeling weird as shit, right? He was like, yo, bro, I was just feeling weird as shit, too. So I'm like, no,
oh my God.
Cousin. There's something going on, bro. And I know y'all know there's something going on, bro. A lot of people don't like to discuss how they feeling, right? But I'm on something, bro. It's some major going on, either with the sun, either with these, you know what I'm saying, that's around us or something like that. It's off. I know y'all been seeing people talk about the ocean. I know y'all been seeing people talk about the sun.
Well, could be just he's impression. It could be that he's just seeing things. I don't know. But then there's this video.
This all used to be grass. This used to be a field of grass. It's been so hot here in Florida, and I made a video about it the other day. But I just want to, you know, kind of show you guys how bad it is where I'm at. Right now, I'm standing in one of my horse pastures. I do rotate my horses out between this one and two other areas. And the reason I've been rotating them out so often this year is because the grass just isn't growing. Usually at this time I cut my grass about twice a week, and this year I haven't cut my grass in 3 weeks. Watch this. This used to be plush green grass. All of this. Look at this. This is now a sandbox. This is what's happening in North Florida right now.
Well, Yeah, it's kind of creepy because there's a lot of videos. If you search for it, you'll find lots of videos of people saying the same thing, that they're feeling that there's something off about the sun and all that. I don't know. What about you guys? What do you think? So this is coming in from Chip Drachenfels on TikTok, and he works delivering products to companies. And in one of these deliveries, he had a very bizarre encounter with what he is saying is a shapeshifter. This is really creepy. Check this out.
Hey, so today I experienced something that I've never experienced in my life before. Freaked me out. Thought I was crazy. Still haven't processed it fully. So, as I do every week, twice a week, I make deliveries to the same guy. I've been doing it for 7 months. And it's the same guy every time I walk in. He's got a big garage.
This sounds like it's going to be a really good one.
There's like a couple trucks in it. I walk in, I hand him his parts. We talk for a minute. I walk away. I go on my business. Today, I walked in and he had his back to me and he was working on his bench. And he must have heard me coming. I don't know, because I was actually pretty quiet, I thought, but when he turned around, I jumped and kind of grabbed my mouth like that because I didn't know what to think. And he laughed a little bit and he called me jumpy. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just not feeling very good. And I handed him his part and I was like, hey, I gotta go. The reason I reacted that way.
Oh my gosh. What is he gonna say?
Is because when I looked at him, he was different.
Wait, I'm gonna hide myself here. Wait, I'm already scared. Bro, you seem like legit freaked out. This is not good. What's gonna happen?
He didn't look like the same guy I saw every other time. First thing I saw was he had no color in his eyes.
What?
They were completely black. Like,
what?
Black. Like, you couldn't even see reflections. It was just a black mass. And for some reason, his ears were kind of weird, and they had like this little point like that.
Ah, you gotta be joking, man.
I don't know what that was. Excuse me. But then I was talking to my friend, and he sent me an article about them saying that a new disorder that's coming out where people are starting to see demon faces.
Yeah, I saw that and I immediately thought it was weird that they're saying this is a new disorder. What do you mean a new disorder? What is going on? Why? What happened? What changed? What glitch in the matrix is this? What Mandela effect is this, that this new disorder now exists and it didn't before? Is it television? Is it video games? Is it the food we're eating? Or is it something else entirely, right? So, huh.
I still can't process it. I can't. I don't know. And like ever since the eclipse, I find it funny. The clouds look different.
Yeah. Well, he goes on. He seems legit freaked out about it. So there's a part two and a part three, which makes this even more interesting. Check this out.
I have a massive update about the guy I saw with black eyes. I've been tossing this up in the air for a little bit, whether I should post the video or not. And I decided to, just because I promised a few people that I would keep them updated on what happened. I'm a little confused, I'm not gonna lie. I went into work this morning. My boss told me because Monday is a holiday, he's like, why don't you go ahead and do your Monday route today? That way we don't have to worry about it. Awesome. So I get in my van, I'm making deliveries. I had to stop at that guy's company. I didn't see him in the window. I dropped the part like normal. I got like maybe a mile down the road. I just pulled over because everything in my stomach, in my gut, in my heart was like, you know what? Maybe you should have done this before, but let's Google his name.
Whoa.
And I Googled his name. I have more questions now than I did before.
Oh my gosh.
Because the first thing that popped up was his face. And underneath it, it said obituary.
What?
He died in October of 23.
Oh my gosh.
Was I handing parts to a ghost?
Oh my gosh. Oh my
gosh. I'm 100% sure that I am of right frame of mind. I know I was handing that guy parts. So that tells me that I handed my parts to somebody that died in October.
Oh my gosh. Why?
How is that possible?
Why were his eyes black and why did he have pointy ears? I mean, like, this is super creepy.
The next time I see that company, I'm going to walk in and ask them about him.
You should. And I think he does.
Hey, so I got an update on the guy I saw with the black eyes and the pointy ears. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go look at my profile. It's all pinned. Be able to catch up that way. So today I made a delivery to that company, and luckily for me, there was a mechanic standing out front. I walked over and I asked him a couple questions about the old man that used to work there. And he said, yeah, the owner passed away in October. He died of brain cancer, and that the guy's daughter was now running the company. And, you know, I was going to ask a few more questions, but then the daughter came outside.
Whoa.
And the mechanic was like, oh, this guy over here is asking questions about your dad. I was just filling him in a little bit. And she looked at me and she was like, yeah, do you have any questions you want to ask? And then I said, no. And I said, the only thing that I want to say is, I'm sorry, this is a late response. And I was like, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry for your loss and my condolences.
Yeah, I think he did the right thing. I don't know about you guys, but I think he did the right thing.
And I gave her a hug, and she said thank you. And I was like, take care of yourself, okay? And I got in my van and I left.
Okay, so this is super creepy. I mean, like, the guy died in October 23, And so who is it that he was delivering the products, right? Well, it seems that there are more people seeing non-human entities walking around. Let's check this out. This is super creepy. What the heck is going on?
That is walking this earth, and they are not human. I just came from Kroger's. I just got off of work. I went to go pick up a few items. I go to the bread aisle. Now, the bread aisle is super long. I'm at one end of the bread aisle. There's a guy that's about 3/4 of the way down in the bread aisle. He got a cart, I got a cart. He's looking at me. And you know how you can see out your peripheral that somebody's staring at you.
Yeah, sure.
He ain't just looking, but he's staring at me. I kind of look his way. He's still staring. I go ahead and I get my bread. I go back around the other way because I'm going to the international aisle to get some pasta and some other stuff. While I'm in the international aisle at one end, this guy comes around and he's at the top of the same aisle. I see him still looking at me. Now, mind you, there's a couple of things that I need to get out of that aisle. So the first part of the aisle, I grab what I need to grab and I go about midways down. He's at the other end. So he's staring at me still. So I kind of look at him and I go like, how you give somebody that type look? He's still staring. So I'm looking for what I'm looking for. I can't really find it because he's throwing me off because he keeps staring. Mind you, this man don't have nothing in his car. He's not even turned to look at any food. He's looking directly at me. By this time, I'm like, you know what? I'm not on it. I'm about to just stare you down. So I turn to look at him. Y'all, when I tell you, this man stared at me and his eyes turned black.
Oh my
God. Everything in his whole eyeball, not just the pupil,
but
the white part, turned completely black. He looked, it said black, and then he walked away. When I tell you I left that cart sitting in that aisle, I didn't even buy nothing from Kroger. I left out and I came home. There is stuff, there is beings that is walking in this earth, and they at the store, they at whatever, they look like us and everything else, but they are not human.
Oh my gosh, that is freaky, bro. Oh my gosh, this is the second time someone like this. Let me check her profile. Comedy, basically comedy videos. Weird, right? That she's talking about this. I mean, like, most of these videos seem to be comedy videos. She's like, I don't know, yeah. What do you guys think is going on? I mean, like, this is super weird. The last couple of years have felt as if I'm in some sort of hyper-realistic dream or maybe even a movie. I don't know. This is it for now, but there are more videos. And don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to the channel with notifications on for more videos like this. And I'll see you guys again.